You know, I think how I often wanted to be one who had learned how to play the piano, because I was always been fascinated with the idea of kind of starting to play the piano. But I want to be one who had already learned, not one who's actually learning now. And I say that because I'd like to tell people, you know, oh no, I learned how to play that when I was younger. Because every time I start playing the piano, I realize how much work it is, how much practice it takes, how much time it takes. It takes a lot of time. And then I realize that I say, well, you know, I'd like to also learn how to do some woodworking. And then I realize, oh my gosh, that takes a lot of time too, to learn how to do all those things. And come to realize that you do the things you want to do, and when the things you think you'd like to do someday, you realize, I'd like to learn that sometime. I really don't want to be in the process of learning it. I want to already have learned it, so I don't have to go through the difficulty of what it takes. That came to my mind with today's gospel, because with today's gospel, Jesus says, look, when you find, you know, the kingdom of heaven, it's like you would sell everything for it. When you have had that experience where you find the kingdom of heaven, the thing you, out of joy, you will sell all that you have. Nothing will become important anymore except having the kingdom of heaven in your life. The same thing is when one finds a pearl of great price. He goes and sells it, and he buys it because that becomes his focus now. You know, and I think sometimes we'd like to be a religious person. We'd like to have a deep spiritual life. But then we realize that in order to do that, you pretty much have to have God as the center and the focus. It has to be like this man who sells everything he has because he has found the one thing that he is in search for. You know, and there are a lot of dreams we have about a lot of things we'd like to do, and a lot of things we have in our life, and when we do spiritual direction, I'd like to have a deep prayer life, I'd like to have an intimate communion with God. I say, okay, well, this is what it's going to take. And I'm like, well, I got other things I need to do. I can't do that. I don't have time for that. And so, you know what? We always have time to do the things we like to do, that we want to do. Sometimes it gets busy, but over a course of a year, you do the things that we like to do and that we want to do. And we realize that faith is just like those kinds of things, like that take discipline, you know, that take that kind of work, that take that kind of single-heartedness and devotion that is a part of the spiritual life, you know, and it's not like it just happens, but it is like the man who then has to, nothing becomes as important as that anymore, and that becomes our only focus, you know, but all too often we want, you know, everything we have plus the kingdom of heaven. We want everything we have and the pearl of great price. And in the end, we realize that you never end up having it at all. May our challenge be as a people, as a church, especially, and as a people of faith, to be single-hearted. There is a reason why there is that first commandment that is the greatest, with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. And then everything else comes after that.